Hello, everyone. This is DJ 1UP with your most worthy video game show here today on a Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. I'm going to be on until 8 p.m. And this show, Combo Breaker, is going to be about video games. So this is going to be your late night Tuesday, not even that late, your Tuesday night talk show about video games. We're going to be talking about all systems, all consoles, everything that you want to be talking about when you're talking about video games. And I'm going to be here, your host, DJ 1UP, and I'm going to help you all figure out what kinds of games you're going to want to play in the future and to see what kinds of things I'm into as well as the things that I'm playing and all of that beautiful stuff about video games. So the slogan is the most worthy video game show. Even though this is our first episode, I'd like to dub it the most worthy because it's going to be worth your time to listen to what we have to say about video games every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's going to be interesting. I chose to do this show because I really love video games. I've been playing them my whole life. And, you know, after a nice hard day at school, it's always nice to come home and relax and play a couple games and just kick back. So first, before going on, I just want to thank a bunch of people who have helped me get to where I am. My professors for the radio class, thank you so much. And to all my families and friends that are listening right now, thank you so much. I appreciate you tuning in for a second semester in a row. And I really hope that you all enjoy what I have whipped up for you. This is going to be a very, very interesting journey, because it's going to be different from anything that we've ever done before. And it's going to be new, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be about a topic that I really, really enjoy and relate to. So in this first episode of Combo Breaker, we have three segments that we're going to be going over. First one is going to be video game news and major releases of the week. Second is going to be my top 10 favorite video games of all time and why. And third is going to be video games that I'm playing in my downtime. So throughout the whole thing, you're going to be hearing some music, you're going to be hearing some sound effects of me playing little video game sounds while it's all going on, like this one. So stay tuned. We're here for the whole hour, 7 to 8 p.m. on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Once again, you're here. If you just tuned in, this is DJ 1UP with Combo Breaker, your most worthy video game talk show. And I just introduced the segments to you. And in case you missed them, they were video game news and major releases of the week, top 10 favorite video games of all time and why, as well as video games that I'm playing in my downtime. So let's get into our first segment, and we're going to go over major video game releases and some news that's coming up. So this week in video games, if you got a pre-order to NBA 2K17, you're going to be getting the early tip-off edition, and that starts September 15th. So you're going to be able to put your game in, get your game, and start playing NBA 2K 4 days before the rest of the world gets it. Pretty awesome experience, and I'm sure that the people who are going to get that game before everyone else is going to be way better playing online compared to everyone else. So if you are a huge NBA 2K player like I am, then I hope you pre-ordered that, because you don't want to be waiting 4 days just to play the game you love. So that is an upcoming release for the week. Also releasing this upcoming week is Elder Scrolls Online Gold Edition that actually released last week, and that came out to a lot of huge uproar. A lot of people really into that game. And so another one coming out is Batman, the Telltale series. And so a summary for that: enter the fractured psyche of Bruce Wayne and discover the powerful and far-reaching consequences of your choices as the Dark Knight. In this gritty and violent new story from the creators of The Walking Dead, a Telltale game series, you'll make discoveries that will shatter Bruce Wayne's world and the already fragile stability of a corrupt Gotham City. Decide the fate of Gotham City. Determine the fate of Bruce Wayne and his dark persona, Batman. Your choices write a new chapter in the complex and dangerous lives of the playboy industrialist and vigilante detective. Let's listen to a quick preview of the trailer.
Just remember, there is room for Bruce and Batman inside that suit.
Too long! This city has burned with corruption and greed, and with Bruce's help, a vote for Harvey Dent is a vote to finally put your foot down.
Vicki Vale, reporter for the Gotham Gazette. Is the Dent campaign soliciting votes from Gotham's biggest crime family?
Money gets money. I can get Harvey the mayor's seat, or I can pull it out from under him.
Your father despised men like Falcone. No one has ever managed to bring him down.
I haven't tried yet.
Come on!
A fire is heading this way. You must show the world.
And so that was a little preview of the Batman, a Telltale series. Interesting that it was created by the creators of The Walking Dead. Batman and The Walking Dead put together, that is two huge franchises that I happen to be a big fan of. So I hope this game pans out well. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. Other upcoming releases include Destiny Rise of Iron. So one of the biggest games of last year, Destiny, it keeps updating. There are new patches being released and new add-ons being released to the game. And this is one of the really more popular games that are continually being added onto. Destiny Rise of Iron is one of those add-ons that Destiny players are really going to want to get. I heard it's going to be super fun. I personally don't play Destiny too much, but I have a bunch of friends that do, and they really enjoy it. So if you are a Destiny fan, or if you're looking for a new first-person shooter game to play, go ahead and play Destiny and check out Destiny Rise of Iron. Another game coming out in the upcoming weeks: FIFA 17 coming out September 27th, Dead Rising 2 September 27th, WWE 2K17 coming in October 11th, and a bunch more. If there are any other games that are coming out that you want to hear about, you know, just let us know. And so we're going to be getting into our next segment right now: top 10 favorite video games of all time. And this is going to be interesting because, like I said, I've been playing video games my whole life. DJ 1UP, I've been playing, got my first game when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and since then I haven't been the same. So I've always loved getting a new game and getting to play it and getting to enjoy a new world. You know how some people like books because they feel like it brings them into another universe? I feel the same way about video games. I love going on the journeys that video game makers create for us and video game developers show to us and portray to us in the creations that they made. And so getting on to my list of favorite video games and why, probably in the middle of this list, we're going to have to take a slight break just to play some music and have you take a break from hearing my voice for a bit. But to get on with the list of my top 10 favorite video games of all time with DJ One Up, we are in the mix right now. And my first video game on this list when I was coming up with this is definitely Pokemon. So my first game that I ever got, the one that I was talking about, when I got it when I was 4 years old, my mother brought me home a Game Boy Color, and with the Game Boy Color, it was the blue one. She brought it home with the blue version of Pokemon, and that was, now that I think about it, that was a really, really long time ago. I'm very thankful for my mother for getting that for me, because honestly, at the time, maybe I didn't know that I wanted it, but I wanted it, and I'm pretty glad that I got it. The blue version, especially, growing up, a lot of my friends in elementary school had the red version, and they thought the mascot for the red version was much cooler, but I always thought the blue version of Pokemon was the best, because blue was water and red was fire, and water trumps fire. So that was my thinking at the time of why I thought the blue version was cooler. But getting on with why Pokemon is one of my favorite games and makes this list is because it's really one of the more complete games that I've ever played. Once you complete the main storyline, there really is no essentially rules in what you have to do or what you don't have to do. It's really an open world for you. And I like the idea of training creatures to become your friends and then battling with them. I know it sounds kind of gruesome, but at the same time, Pokemon is really, 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 really fun. So if you are into the mobile games and Nintendo DS, Game Boy Color, all of that, go ahead and pick up Pokemon. I definitely recommend it. It's one of the games that I've been playing since I was 4 years old, and later when we get into the video games that I'm playing in my downtime, hey, we can talk about the Pokemon game that I'm actually playing right now. And actually right now we're going to get into a quick break and we'll get on with the segment. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show, with your host, DJ One Up. We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ One Up with your show, Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We've gone over our first segment already. That was video game news and major releases of the week. Two games I highlighted for that were NBA 2K17, which is coming out for early for people who pre-ordered. It's coming out this Thursday. If you didn't pre-order, it comes out on the 20th. And also Batman, the Telltale series, also coming out September 20th. Those are going to be two good games to check out. And that's just a little segment, snippet of my first segment. And onto my second segment, I had actually already started it. I talked about how Pokemon was my first video game that I ever grew up with and played till my game didn't even have energy to play anymore, which doesn't make sense. But back then, cartridges actually ran out of battery, I guess. And so whenever that happened, your game was unable to play or unable to save. And that wasn't fun for anyone. And so back to my list, we're going into the second of my top 10 favorite video games of all time. The second on the list definitely has to be Super Smash Brothers. And that is just, to me, I still consider it a party game. Whenever my boys and I get together, we're playing that game nonstop. We could play that game for hours. And I think it's really cool how that game incorporates a lot of Nintendo's superstars. So Link from Legend of Zelda, Mario from Super Mario, Pikachu from Pokemon, a lot of other characters. And it's really cool to, it's one of the most fluid fighting games and one of the most unique. And it's very different from any other console fighting games that I can think of. Street Fighter, Tekken, those games are 2D where you can only move side to side, whereas Super Smash Brothers, you can jump, you can move everywhere, and you can do crazy attacks on people and crazy combos. And if you ever get the chance, check out gameplay on Super Smash Brothers. You would believe it or not, but there are professional Super Smash Brothers players that all they do is play in tournaments, and they learn timing of the video game so that they can have the best combos. And it's just really cool if you're into Super Smash Brothers. And I definitely recommend this game if you're going to be playing with a lot of people. It's 4 max playing at one time, but it's always super fun, and you could just rotate a bunch of people while you're playing. My favorite character to use is Fox from the Star Fox series, the Nintendo Star Fox series. And I just like him because he's quick and he can attack other people pretty well. So everyone else has their own fighting style or their own character that they prefer. Pick up the game and maybe you'll find out which character you prefer. Third on my list, so we had Pokemon and Super Smash Brothers. Third on my list is the Final Fantasy series, specifically Final Fantasy X, which kind of brought me into the whole, which kind of piqued my interest into the whole Final Fantasy series. I know Final Fantasy X was the one that I really played a lot growing up because I had a PlayStation 2 growing up, and Final Fantasy X was one of the first games that was really revolutionary when it came to PlayStation graphics, and it was beautiful. And it's funny because I look at it now and I'm just like, wow, graphics have changed for video games a lot. And so Final Fantasy X is my favorite because it brings you to, I think, the most craziest journey. The main character, he ends up in this huge tsunami and it destroys his city, and he ends up traveling in time. And so it's really It's really an insane video game. It's not something I could just explain to you in the short amount of time that we have on this show, but Final Fantasy X is one of the best video games that I've ever played, and I played it when I was pretty young too, so to this day it still remains one of the best. And back to the Final Fantasy series in general, after playing Final Fantasy X, I was really interested in playing all the other Final Fantasies. I got into Final Fantasy VII, which is one of the most popular, if you've ever heard of the character Cloud, and he has a huge sword with spiky hair, then you know what I'm talking about. Final Fantasy VII is definitely second on my list if it came to top 10 Final Fantasies. But Final Fantasy X, loved it. The whole Final Fantasy series, there are games that I skipped, but they all definitely have huge content and huge storylines that are super awesome to follow. If you ever have a summer and you have nothing to do, pick up a console and play an old Final Fantasy game. It's really awesome. So fourth on my list is Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I put these in the same context because they're sort of the same video game. You play music with plastic fake instruments, and these instruments act as your controllers. So when you hit the instruments, you strum at the same time. For example, if you're playing guitar, then it'll play that sound, and you could play a whole song, and it was really cool. I mean, back then when I was huge on rock music, I was listening to a lot of 80s rock bands because of my father, and Rock Band and Guitar Hero was one way for me to express my interest in music and at the same time play a video game. So those are two of the things that I really like in life is music and video games. So Rock Band and Guitar Hero are definitely two of my favorite video games to play. I haven't played them in a while, but back then I was super serious about it. My friends and I had a whole band, and we would set out time at night to play our plastic instruments. It's actually pretty funny now that I think about it. But yeah, that game is fun, and I actually didn't know that they had come out with next generation versions of these video games, all with brand new shiny new plastic instruments. So it's always really cool to go back and think about the times when I played Rock Band, and now I play real instruments, so I've kind of evolved in that way. So Rock Band and Guitar Hero, you definitely want to check that out if you're into playing instruments and playing music. It's sort of like karaoke, but with the instruments, and the instruments don't really, I mean, they're just plastic. So on to my next video game on the list. Number 5 is this video game called Animal Crossing. And so Animal Crossing is one of my favorite video games of all time, because when I first got it, I thought it was really boring and that there was nothing to do. And then I went on the internet and I searched up what is there to do on Animal Crossing, and it turns out there is a huge amount of things that you could do on Animal Crossing that I didn't even know about. So let me tell you a bit about the game. Animal Crossing, let me talk about Animal Crossing New Leaf, which is the newest game. It's a really cool concept. You get on a train and you're moving into a new town, and you get to the town and all of a sudden you're dubbed the mayor. So you come out of the train and everyone is applauding you, and they're saying, oh, this is our new mayor. And you get to pretty much be the mayor of your town. You can name your town, you can decide where bridges are going to be, where the markets are going to be. You can put in different city ordinances, like making your town more beautiful, or making it a late night town where your shops are open 3 hours later, or make it a morning town where your shops close 3 hours earlier. It's really a game where you can do a huge amount of things, and there's really no point to it, but it's just a fun game to play when you want to pass time. One thing that I really like to do on that game is sell stuff. I like to pretend that I'm a millionaire on that game because it gives you that option. One of the city ordinances is actually to have a wealthy town, which increases your buying and selling rates. So the more you sell and the less you buy, pretty much the more money you have. But it's really cool because the housing rates don't stay the same. So you can expand or you can build your city however you want it. And it's just a really cool game. You can go fishing, you can find fossils. And if I continued naming any other things that you could do on the game, we would probably go over time. So, Animal Crossing, it's now available on mobile devices, not iPhone and iOS and Android, all of that, but on Nintendo DS, you could pick up Animal Crossing New Leaf, and that's what I've been playing lately. It's just something that I use to de-stress over the college semester, and it's a really fun game. So if you're into a game that lets you live a life that's different from yours in a video game, then go ahead and check it out. It's definitely something that I would recommend. Okay, and so we're going to get into our next break as we get into the sixth item on our list. The five items on my list, if you just tuned in, are Pokemon, Super Smash Bros., Final Fantasy X, Rock Band / Guitar Hero, and Animal Crossing. So this is DJ 1UP with your most worthy video game talk show, Combo Breaker, and we'll be back. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Hello, everybody. We are back again in the studio. This is DJ 1UP with Combo Breaker, your most worthy video game talk show. We are back here today to talk about the news in video games and my top 10 favorite video games of all time. And if we have time, I'm going to go over video games that I'm playing right now. So if you missed the first segment here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, I just went over a few video game releases, two of them that you really want to pay attention to, NBA 2K17 and Batman the Telltale series. Those are two of the games that I'm anticipating. Also, Destiny Rise of Iron if you're into first-person shooters or Destiny in general. Right now, I went into break in the middle of my second segment. I was talking about my top 10 favorite video games of all time. So if you just tuned in, DJ 1UP's first five were Pokemon, Super Smash Bros., Final Fantasy X, Rock Band / Guitar Hero, and Animal Crossing. So let's get on with the list. I have five more to cover, five more of my favorite video games to talk about. Number six is this game. It's this really, really old game for the PlayStation 2. And the game goes by Dark Cloud. It's actually a series. They had Dark Cloud and then Dark Cloud 2. And there were rumors of a Dark Cloud 3 that was supposed to come out. And those rumors, still to this day, the game has eluded its fans. But worry not, Dark Cloud 1 and 2 are both available on PlayStation Network. They're remastered to HD. I've been playing that lately, or I've been trying to get my hands on it actually, so that I could get into the game that I love so much. I still have my original disc, and sometimes when I'm bored enough, I'll pull out my PlayStation 2 just to play Dark Cloud. Specifically, Dark Cloud 2 is my favorite. I really love the concept of the game. The main character is this boy, and he lives in a town that's gated off from the rest of the world. And nobody in that town knows what lies beyond the gates. But it's funny because there are people in the town who remembered a time where the gates were freely open and people could come in and out whenever they wanted. And so this boy, his name was Max, he set out on a journey to find out what was behind those gates. And he found out that he was, in a way, a chosen one by this red pendant that allowed him to travel through time. And so, if you get to near the end of the game, spoiler alert, they'll actually dub you Time Warriors because you fight this enemy. There's this one common enemy that you, the two main characters, are going to be against, and the reason they come together is because they have this common desire to take down this enemy. And so if you're looking for a good role-playing game to play, it's sort of like Final Fantasy, but the fighting mechanics are much different. One thing that I really, really like about Dark Cloud is the fact that you can upgrade your weapons and build them into certain things and build them into the way you want. So for example, the first main character that you get to play with, Max, his weapons of choice are a wrench and a gun. So you can upgrade that gun all the way into a laser gun, a grenade launcher, or a rocket launcher. And you can upgrade that wrench into a hammer or an even bigger wrench. The second main character, her name is Monica, and she has a magic armband as well as a sword, and you can upgrade the sword and the magic armband. It's really cool. I really, really love this game. So if you are into role-playing games, if you're into adventure games and interested in games that travel through time, there's just so many concepts behind it. There's even a game within the game where you can play golf, and it's just one of those games. I think you could see a theme here. It's sort of like Animal Crossing, but with fighting and a storyline. So once again, if you're into those types of games, definitely check out Dark Cloud. Dark Cloud 2 is my personal favorite. Dark Cloud 1 I've played, but nothing to me can compare to Dark Cloud 2. All right, and the next game on our list, we just went over 6. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Combo Breaker with your host DJ 1UP. This is the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're going over my top 10 favorite video games of all time right now. And here for number 7, we have the game Resident Evil. So Resident Evil is popular as a video game, but many people also know it as a movie series. Me personally, I haven't seen the movies, but I've heard they're okay. But the video games are my favorite part of the whole thing. One of my favorite video games to play growing up was Resident Evil 4. I actually got it for 2 consoles. I got it for the Nintendo GameCube, and then when they released it for the Nintendo Wii, I got it for the Nintendo Wii too, because there were new features that I wanted to check out. And it's actually interesting because after Resident Evil 4, I didn't really play the game too much. This is another action adventure game with a horror twist. If you've ever seen the Resident Evil movies, it's much like the game. It's set in an area where they haven't turned into zombies, but they've been infected by a virus that makes them act zombie-like. And so your job, it depends which game you play, but in Resident Evil 4, you are commissioned by the government to get back the president's daughter. And it's pretty insane to be in that situation. And the way they throw you into the game, I remember playing it when I was super young, and I remember being super scared to play it. And then one day it was the morning and it was a really bright morning, so I was like, there's no way I can get scared at this time of day. So back then when I was younger, I stuck to playing Resident Evil in the daytime because I was way too scared to play it at night. And if you like shooting games, it's sort of a shooting game. It's also a strategy game, role-playing action adventure game, and it can get very scary. There are some concepts in there that are kind of creepy and sometimes disgusting. So fair warning, if you do listen to this and decide to get into Resident Evil, Resident Evil is one of the more gruesome and gory and bloody games that you'll probably ever get your hands on. But other than all of that, it's definitely a fun game, and it's something that I would recommend to a lot of people. It's very unique in the way it plays. There are a lot of games like it, such as the Metal Gear series, in my opinion, that play similarly, but the way Resident Evil is set, it really sets it apart from the other video games that are much like it. So that is number 7. If you missed the list, my top 7 right now are Pokemon, Super Smash Bros., Final Fantasy, specifically Final Fantasy X, Rock Band / Guitar Hero, Animal Crossing, Dark Cloud 2, and we just went over Resident Evil. And so here on number 8, I have Kingdom Hearts. So Kingdom Hearts is one of the craziest things, one of the craziest concepts of video games that I've ever set my eyes on. And it's definitely a masterpiece video game because everything that was in that video game struck an emotional chord in me. And it was really something that I hadn't experienced in a video game before. And this is why I love Kingdom Hearts so much, because not only did they focus on creating a masterpiece that would be enjoyed by the user, but they also gave so much energy and content and beauty to their story. Their cutscenes, everything is done beautifully, and it's like a new landscape. It's like putting you into a new world. One thing that I really love about Kingdom Hearts is that you get to travel throughout worlds that are based on Disney stories. So in Kingdom Hearts 1, one of the places you could travel to was Tarzan's jungle. So the jungle where Tarzan was raised by gorillas, you could travel there and you could do journeys and quests with him until it was time to travel to the new worlds. There are a bunch of other worlds. You could visit the Hollow Bastion. You could visit Maleficent's castle. You could visit other worlds that are based on Disney, but also that are based on Final Fantasy. So the two producers, main producers of this game, are Disney and Square Enix. Disney characters as well as Square Enix characters appear throughout all of the throughout the whole story pretty much. And a popular Square Enix game is Final Fantasy. So you can see where this is going. Final Fantasy was third on my list. Kingdom Hearts has Final Fantasy characters in it, and as soon as I played this game, I was already in love. It was awesome. And so I don't want to give too much away about that game, but just know the main character is this boy who grew up on an island, and for the most part, all he wants to do is get back with his friends. And he ended up becoming a chosen one by the Keyblade, which is pretty much a sword that's in the shape of a key. And it chooses who it should be held by. So in this world that was created, his name, the main character, pretty much has to traverse through all of these different worlds because he's looking for his friends. He's hoping that traveling through these different worlds will help him find the people that he loves the most. But there are definitely some interesting twists in the game. If you want to find out more, you can YouTube it. There are a bunch of people who have done YouTube walkthroughs of the game, full walkthroughs of Kingdom Hearts. It's a very extensive game, and sometimes it's hard to find nowadays, and sometimes not everyone has a PlayStation 2 to play those games. So definitely check those out. They are coming out with an HD remix, I think it's called Kingdom Hearts 2.8, before they release the highly anticipated Kingdom Hearts 3. And so 2.8 is all the video games that are leading up to Kingdom Hearts 3. So if you're into role-playing games, action adventure, Disney, Square Enix, Final Fantasy put together, and a whole bunch of other concepts that are insane for a video game, then go ahead and check out Kingdom Hearts. And we are going to take our final break. This is DJ 1UP with your most worthy video game talk show, Combo Breaker. And you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Most Worthy Video Game Talk Show Combo Breaker with your host DJ 1UP here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, I have been talking about video games and some of the games that I really love. I also went over some of the new releases that are going to be coming out this week. If you missed it, NBA 2K17 and Batman Telltale Series are two of the games that I'm really looking forward to, as well as Destiny Rise of Iron. That's a huge game for Destiny fans. Personally, I'm not that big of a Destiny player, but for those that do play Destiny, I would pick that up and let me know, because I have people for you to play with. So go ahead and get that game and party on. So we were just in the tail end of my segment about talking about my top 10 favorite video games of all time. And once I'm finished with this segment, we're gonna move on to the video games I'm currently playing in my downtime. And after that, we'll end the show, and it's gonna be so sad because, you know, we won't get to do this again until next week, and then it'll be happy again. So back to my list. If you did miss the list, my first eight were Pokemon, Super Smash Bros., Final Fantasy X, Rock Band / Guitar Hero, Animal Crossing, Dark Cloud, specifically Dark Cloud 2, Resident Evil, and Kingdom Hearts. So for number 9, one of my favorite video games of all time for sure. This game I still play to this day. I will stand by this game until I die, probably. And this game is just one of the most fun games that I've ever played. And it also coincides with another big interest in my life. So I'm just gonna talk about the game right now. It's NBA 2K, and specifically the NBA 2K series. It's one that I've been following for a while, back when for consecutive years they had Allen Iverson on the cover. NBA 2K to me has always been the superior console game. There was definitely times where NBA Live proved to be a more superior console game, but if you look at it now, NBA Live is only on mobile, and NBA 2K for the 2016/2017 season, 2K is the only one releasing a licensed NBA game for the console. So that's really cool. I've been playing 2K for as long as I can remember. It's one of those games that I can just pick up and play and be good at. And recently, probably as recent as last summer, my friends started playing NBA 2K online. And so that's something that has never happened in my life until just recently. So I'm super, super stoked for this new NBA 2K17 coming out. I talked about earlier, if you had the pre-order for NBA 2K17, then you could get it early. And I'm one of those people. I'm one of the people on that list, and I'm going to be getting that game early and playing it until my eyes dry out. So NBA 2K is my favorite. I've always been into basketball. It was the first sport that I took up growing up. My uncle played a lot of basketball, and I always liked to go with him to the park, watch him shoot around. And eventually, when I was able to carry a ball myself, I loved to hoop, as we call it. And so NBA 2K is one of the games that I feel like I can just play and play and play and play forever. It sometimes gets bad. Sometimes I lose track of time and realize, oh my goodness, it's 4 a.m. I've been playing for hours. And so NBA 2K, definitely one of my favorite. There are many things you can do. One of the modes that I like to play a lot is called My Career. And you pretty much get to create your own character and take him through an NBA career. and it's really cool. In 2K16, they had this story produced by Spike Lee, where you came out of the ghettos of New York to become an NBA superstar. So that was a really cool story. I thought it was really cool, but some critics were very harsh on it. But for the most part, I think it was a good story. It's just, we lost the concept of creating your own character, one that was unique to you. And I think that's what a lot of people really didn't like about the story. They were sad that that story had to be replaced with their own unique story. And that own unique story is actually something that many people are anticipating to return in NBA 2K17. Actually, the 2K series just released a new video game, a free video game called The Prelude, which is sort of like going through your college games. In NBA 2K16, they went through college games in the career mode, but in 17, they have a new download where you can download the game beforehand and actually train your character to become whatever you want it to be before going into NBA 2K17. And then once you get 2K17, you can transfer that character to the game and you will have that character already trained, already having college experience, and you've already had experience with NBA 2K17 mechanics. So this is awesome because I really love NBA 2K. I can't wait to see where it goes in the future. To be honest, NBA 2K16 wasn't one of their best releases, and I think 2K17, especially with Kobe Bryant on the Legend Edition cover. Kobe Bryant is one of my favorite basketball players, so I picked up that edition and I'm really excited. So that was number 9. If you're just listening, this is Combo Breaker with DJ 1UP on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I have one more game on my list, and then if we have time, I will go over the games I'm playing in my downtime. If not, we'll talk about those on the next show. But number 10, Call of Duty is definitely right there with all of the games that I have listed in my top 10 favorite video games of all time. Call of Duty is a first-person shooter game that acts as if you were a soldier in an army unit fighting at war, pretty much. And so you get to choose your weapons, you get to choose from a huge myriad of assault rifles, shotguns, submachine guns, light machine guns, and sniper rifles. This is one of the games that I grew up playing with my best friends, and that's one of the reasons I love the game so much, is because I played it with a group of great people, a group of great guys that I consider best friends to this day. And I mean, the game itself is awesome, and I love the idea of de-stressing by going out and shooting things on this video game, but it's definitely the community aspect of the video game that I love. My friends and I used to play this game until the break of dawn back in high school when it was okay to be awake till the break of dawn. But that's Call of Duty in a nutshell. I mean, my significant other, my girlfriend, she played Call of Duty growing up, and that was one of the foundational things of our relationship. So I'm thankful for Call of Duty. It might sound weird, but I'm really thankful for Call of Duty because it brought me closer to a lot of people in my life that I still have around right now. And so in these last few minutes that I have, I'm going to talk about the video games that I'm playing in my downtime. Right now, I'm playing NBA 2K16. I'm probably going to go home and play that right now, actually. So this week, like I said, like I've been saying throughout the whole show, this week, if you pre-ordered NBA 2K17, you'll be getting it on Thursday. I'll see you online if you do get it. It's going to be a very exciting time. I know I'm excited. I took a whole day off just so I could play it. I'm totally kidding. That's not something I advise anyone to do. But another game that I'm playing right now in my downtime is Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. Over the summer, I really got into Pokemon because of the whole release of Pokemon Go. And I ran out of data on my phone. So I ended up just picking up a DS and picking up a Pokemon game to pass time while my data was resetting. So that's why I'm playing Pokemon Alpha Sapphire right now. Battling is one of my most favorite things to do in Pokemon. If you're into battling, then we gotta get together sometime and show me your Pokemon, because, you know, it's gonna be a challenge for sure. And another game that I'm playing, as I mentioned, all three of these games are on my list. I'm playing Animal Crossing New Leaf right now. I just got into it because I was able to pick up a DS for Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. I went ahead and picked up Animal Crossing New Leaf as well. Definitely one of my favorite games. I started out, I'm a huge Batman fan, so I named my mare Bruce. And that's one of the games that I'm playing right now. I actually haven't checked that in a while. I've been pretty bad at checking it because school's been a bit stressful, but it's all good. I'll check it tonight and hopefully my wealthy town is still wealthy. And we are getting into the tail end of the show. Thank you for being here with me for this past hour. Once again, you are listening to Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show. I hope you all had fun tonight. Don't forget to tune in next week, next Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And also don't forget to tune in to all the other shows that we offer here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I love you all, and we'll see you next week. Combo Breaker, DJ 1UP out.